Welcome to Naked and Counting. I'm Magna Gopal.
And I'm Leon Rose.
All right, so I know this one's a big issue for a lot of people in terms of timing of when to ask someone to dance. I mean, I have multiple stories on this, but there's one that really stood out. It's pretty recent too. So there was this this event. Everything takes place at an event, I feel. Anyways, there was this event. Somebody stepped on my toe really hard. And
in the middle of the dance floor.
In the middle of the dance floor, in the middle of a song. Of course, that person didn't even turn around and look to apologize. I guess my floor felt as hard, my foot felt as hard as the floor, but whatever.
Just one thing, the usual YouTube comment, what was the song that was playing at that time?
This video is not online. Funny boy you are. So I got stepped on, but it was so hard that I actually had to stop the dance. Mid-song, I apologized to my partner. I was like, my foot really hurts. I just need to take a break. And I'm limping off the dance floor.
Was it your partner that stepped on you or somebody else on the dance floor?
Another couple, a couple behind us. So I'm limping off the dance floor and a guy grabs my wrist and looks at me and says, next song.
Wow.
I'm limping off the dance floor and it's in the middle of a song. It's not even like it's the end of a song. Like there's a reason why I'm awkwardly walking and cut the song short. And he was standing watching, like he was right at the edge of the dance floor. So he saw me get hit, saw me stop dancing, saw me apologize to my partner, saw me like with the face of excruciating pain. And then still without pause, just grabbed my wrist and said, next song.
Wow. The way I see it, it was the song. The song wasn't good. Because why didn't he continue with that particular song? He wanted to wait for the next one. I'm telling you, it was the song.
Thank you, Leon. Thank you. Thank you for dehumanizing that moment even further for me.
No, that is wrong. I really don't like that. Like, as a guy, people may laugh and say, you know, that's crazy. But some of these women are aggressive. Like, I get women like, just grab my hand. Don't say anything. Just grab my hand and pull me. You know, and what am I supposed to do? You know, this woman, I've got a smile on my face, and this woman's dragging me onto the dance floor. This one woman, she almost picked me up on her shoulders and dragged me onto the dance floor. She was...
I'm sorry
She was quite strong.
I know when you talk about strong women, you're talking about me. So sorry about that.
Of course I am, little one. What I hate as well, so I get women coming and grabbing me and not saying anything, not saying a word. And now I understand, because for years, the clubs I used to go to before, some of the reggae clubs, the soul clubs, girls would always complain about these guys just grabbing their hand and dragging them onto the dance floor. And I'm thinking, it's just a dance. And then all of a sudden, I'm in the salsa scene getting dragged onto the dance floor. And I'm not appreciating it so much now. The next one I don't like.
Wait. I just want to comment. I think the moments where you were going to these other clubs saying it was just a dance is because you had to do no work. They probably grabbed you on the dance floor or they put you up against a wall and then, you know, like reggae, calypso.
Those clubs, you have to work. Guys have to work.
Oh, come on.
You know? Yeah, we have to work. You have to build up. You have to get your back strong. You have to take a couple of shots and get ready to go and ask this woman to dance. And by the time you get towards her, get up to her, you're probably so drunk and you can't get the words out. You just grab her by the arm and drag her onto the floor. There may be nothing, maybe no malice behind it, but you've already reached a point where you're grabbing someone and dragging them onto the dance floor. But then in the salsa world, you know, just ask. That's all. Just ask. Would you like to dance?
Okay, so I agree with the just asking part, but there's something inherent about asking someone to dance, which is it's a question, which implies there are choices in the answer. And I feel like sometimes when people ask, it's not about giving you a choice to say yes or no. It's about yes, later. Those are your options. Yes now or yes later. They don't have a no. The no is not an option. No is like kind of something... just sacrilege when you say it on the dance floor. It's like, oh, you said no. How could you say no?
But it is a thing where people expect you to dance with everybody and never, ever say no. when you do get a no, I've been guilty of that. There's probably women that I have never danced with because they said no to me many, many years ago when I first started dancing salsa, because it really hurt me and my ego was was exposed. But no, sometimes no does hurt. So I guess, on the other hand, people work their way up to going to actually to ask somebody to dance, and it gets to the point where they're just like, well, I just better just drag them and give them no option. That way I can't get hurt, maybe.
I this is a complete digression right now. And I know the name of this podcast has Naked in it. And I think Terry mentioned, like, we should call it Naked and Harry. I just gotta say, the angle of your camera right now is really leaning towards Terry's title for this podcast.
Is the camera too low?
It's too low. Yeah, it's too low.
Can give these people a crazy image. What the hell? You can only see my hands. Covering up everything right now.
Put your hands back the same way so we can see all those like hairy knuckles.
Those are not hairs on my knuckles. Those are protection.
Protection against what? People asking you to dance so that when they grab your when they grab your wrist, they're like, "Oh, porcupine."
There you go. There you go. But there's all kind of situations now where I've had some bad experiences. Like I was eating. I was in a club. I just actually finished performing. I was eating in the club and I was eating noodles. I won't say where I was,
Noodles.
which country, but we was eating noodles. I had the noodles like there was like a it was it almost looked like a Niagara Falls of noodles coming from my mouth. They were just hanging down and I'm chomping away. It was the best noodles I ever had. I was really enjoying it. And this woman walked up to me mid-mouthful and she said, "Would you like to dance?" I couldn't even answer her correctly. I couldn't answer. I couldn't speak. I just pointed at the noodles. And she looked at me, nodded her head, and said, "Okay, next song." I didn't know what to say. How do you react to that? Mouthful of noodles. What are you supposed to say?
That's the thing. Sometimes I'm just in utter disbelief at the timing that people have for asking someone to dance. Like, I get it. I understand that, okay, you really want to dance with somebody. So you want to make sure that they've seen your face, that you've made your request, that you kind of like, you're in there somehow. But I mean, yeah, mouthful of noodles, like mid-noodle is not a time to ask.
No,
Mid-injury,
not at all.
mid-limp is not a time to ask.
Have you ever had someone say come up to you and say you owe me a dance? Have you?
Oh, yes.
I get it all the time. Like I don't think I've ever seen them before in my life. And somebody comes up to me and says, "Hey, you owe me a dance." I'm like, "Hold on, what the hell? What, did we sign a contract? Where did this come from? Where have I got? I don't like owing people. That's the thing. I don't like to
I
owe."
hate debt. I hate debt. I agree. The only person I owe is my credit card company.
There you go.
That's the only person I owe. I got no debt to anybody else. So unless you are a member of Chase Bank, I don't owe you shit.
There you go. You heard it right there from Magna Gopal. She doesn't owe anybody a dance.
None of us owe anyone a dance. One is one of the reasons I try not to make promises I can't keep. So I used to keep this like kind of a line, an order of people that I would dance with. And then I was like, oh shit, I can't remember who was next. And then later then they come up to me and I just about to dance with someone else. And then they come to me, they're like, oh, but you promised. And I'm like, ah, I did, you're right. So now I don't make the promises. Now I'm just like, either later or I just say no to that particular dance, or that if I'm about to dance with someone else and they ask me, I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm gonna dance with him. And then I don't actually acknowledge the, okay, we'll do the next song, or I'm number three, or I'm number four, I'm after him, or something like that. It's just, let's be normal about it. Let's be human about it. On that note, I believe nobody owes anyone a dance. I think we definitely need to work on our timing for asking. Although when you don't have good timing, it gives us some content for these kind of podcasts. So, I'm not sure what I want to encourage.
I would say just go up to the person, say hello, would you like to dance? If they say no, don't take it to heart.
Yep.
They say yes, enjoy the dance.
Exactly. And on that note, we shall ask you guys to join us at another date. Ciao.
Thank you. Naked.